Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Vayera. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. One of the most perplexing things about the Parsha is what happens to the wife of Lot. The Malachim, the angels, tell Lot and his wife that when they are escaping and they're fleeing from the city of Sodom, which is being destroyed, it's prohibited for them to turn around and to look to see the demise of the city. Yet, the wife of Lot turns around and she sees the city being destroyed. And as a punishment, she turns into a pillar of salt. Very strange type of punishment. Seems like a very harsh punishment for just turning and looking at something, for rubbernecking. And then Rashi explains, also peculiarly, that when Lot had the angels come over, which he thought were guests, Lot's wife refused to give them salt. So as a punishment for not giving them salt, she turned into a pillar of salt. Again, this definitely needs explanation. So I was thinking that perhaps the explanation is as follows. What is the character of salt? So salt's a fascinating thing. On one hand, if you put salt, the right amount of salt, into a food, into a soup, into a dish, it brings out the flavor in that dish. It brings out the food flavor in that soup, and it makes it much more delicious. Yet salt itself doesn't have a good taste. If you put too much salt in, or you eat salt plain, the taste is repulsive. Perhaps there was a great message in the concept of melach, of salt. Lot came from the house of Avram Avinu, the Baal Chesed, the person who lived his life totally selflessly. Avram Avinu's single mission in life was to bring out the best in every single person, let them reach their potential, let them become as tasteful as possible. So when Lot told his wife to give them salt, she meant to say to them, let's be good hosts, let's make sure they're as comfortable as possible. This is not about us, this is about them. On the contrary, for us, which salt is nothing, we're nothing. It's just about this other person. But Lot's wife refused that. She refused, even though she was doing chesed, even though she had the company over, which was a risk, and even though she was feeding them. But at the same time, that level of chesed, of really doing something for somebody else, for their, just for what they need, to help them succeed, was something she couldn't handle, and she refused to do that. That was an indicator that she was still part of Sodom. And as long as she was willing to cut herself off from that, Hashem was willing to give them a second chance in the merit of Avram. But as soon as she looked back and she reconnected herself to that, she turned into a pillar of salt, so that we will remember for the rest of history that a person who cares about other people, who just wants to bring out the best in other people, that's a descendant of Avram Avinu. And somebody who only cares about themselves, that's a descendant of Sodom. That person has no continuity. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.